This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Paracast has become more difficult than I ever expected to produce. And the main reason is Skype. It's Microsoft's fault. I tried to call our guest because he's using a cell phone. Very good cell phone connection. And that's Richard Bonenfant, as a matter of fact. And what was happening here is I couldn't get it to make an outgoing call. Try as I might, I couldn't get it to make an outgoing call. So I did a solution that some people are doing now with Skype, which is to download and install the older version. I'm using Skype 8 for the Mac. And Microsoft has agreed that the previous version, Skype 7 for the Mac, may work better for many people. And guess what it does? But we're so happy to be here after all this aggravation. Richard, it's nothing you did.
Okay, I'm glad about that.
I mean, I get blamed for everything, so I don't want anybody else to share the blame. So basically, everything is working fine. It looks like the show is working fine. Richard, please meet our weekly co-host, J. Randall Murphy.
Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Randall. This is Rick. Yeah, I'm pleased to be here. Thank you very much.
Now, I'm looking over your credentials here. You sent me a bio. And yeah. You studied first as a doctor, a medical doctor?
When I first started working professionally, I had only a master's degree in anthropology. It was only later that I got a PhD degree in cognitive psychology.
What led you by the traditional scientific path into things like animal mutilations and near-death experiences?
Well, I actually got my PhD doing a study on near-death experiences. I was in Albany, New York at the time. I was working for the health department. And after having a master's degree for a long time, I decided to go on to my PhD degree, and I did it through the State University of New York and another university in conjunction with another university. And I did a study of people in the Albany area at St. Peter's Hospital, actually, who had recovered from near-death experiences in the cardiology unit and on the Long Island Brain Trauma Center. And I interview these people and in order to determine how long the after effects of near-death experiences lasted. And that's how I got launched into that career. Now, what brought me into into animal mutilations was pure curiosity. I do have a pretty solid medical background. So when I first started to read about these events, and I was so curious that the ways that these cattle were being mutilated, and not only cattle, but other animals, was so bizarre that the way they were being mutilated that I pulled all the symptoms together and then began a search of the medical literature in order to find something that linked all of these different mutilations together. For example, the tongue is often missing on a cow that's been mutilated, and sometimes the eye is taken, and the external ear, which is basically just the cartilage, is taken. And the most bizarre of all was exsanguination, which is a removal of all the blood from the animal. That's very, very rare. You hardly ever find cases like that.
You know, when I listen to you talk, Rick, I think I'm listening to CSI.
Oh, I don't know what to say about that. Is there, would you like to intervene at this point, or is it just your comment?
No, it's what I'm saying here is that you're making a description of how these are found. It sounds almost like a ritual to me.
Well, they pretty much ruled that out. I mean, the way the animals are found and I'm talking about physically is so bizarre that we don't really have any way of inflicting those kinds of mutilations, even with our technology, especially in the field. If you could take a cow and put it in a veterinarian's office, then you could not reproduce some of those wounds that they experience. It's very, very difficult to take blood out of an animal without leaving any blood in the heart. Or it's very difficult to do those cuts that they do. You think of a straight razor as being the most sharpest instrument we might have, or a scalpel, but these things are, I'd say, a couple of degrees sharper than that. So that's also bizarre. And they also have these cookie cutter like portals through the skin, which would appear to be made like a laser. And what's bizarre about that is those little portals that they take, which are ranged, from an inch or so to maybe 4 or 5 inches, through those portals, they extract the internal organs. And, like the intestines and the colon and the heart and the liver. And that's extremely bizarre. I mean, to do that, you would have to not only make the cut, you would have to reach the organ, and you would have to, for example, remove all the connective tissue around the organ, all the collagen and other connective tissue. That means destroy the structure and liquefy it. And then you would have to have a suction device to take it out of the animal through a tube of some sort. I mean, you just don't make a small opening like that and take out a heart. It's very, very bizarre. So all these symptoms were just excited my curiosity. So I didn't go out in the field. It wasn't that fortunate to have something like that happen around Albany where I was working at the time. So I just did a search of the literature and spent months and months trying to find something that linked all of these particular mutilations together. And I think I found it. It was prion diseases. And prion diseases is another strange type of disease, which is infectious, but it's not related to the RNA or the DNA, which are normal channels for infection. This is a protein. A prion is a protein. And we don't really know. Okay, we're going to be talking about the prion. This is a protein in the brain that we don't really know much about, but it is not a traditional genetic material. It doesn't contain RNA or DNA. It is just a protein, which is a string of molecules, but we don't know its function. However, when this is mutated, it causes diseases. Particularly in the human population, it causes Alzheimer's disease. And in animal population, it causes similar problems, but we give it different names. In the animal population, the most popular name is mad cow disease, but it's not limited to cows. It's actually spread to a lot of different animals that were not previously infected. However, now we have a case where the prions have not only jumped the animal-human species barrier, but it also has crossed other animal barriers from sheep and cows to mink and elk and deer and many other species as well. And the whole idea behind the animal mutilations may be to monitor the spread of those diseases.
We're not going to look for mad cow yet. In fact, that's what William Shatner says he suffered from in the TV show Boston Legal, if anyone remembers it. He'd look at somebody and say, Benny Lane. Anyway, with Rick and with Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Richard Bonenfant is joining us. He's certainly a medical researcher, and we're talking about his interest in cattle mutilations. And also we'll get into near-death experiences later. I want to ask him a lot about that. Okay, key question here, Richard. With regard to cattle mutilations, what you're describing to me sounds sophisticated, but nothing that we can't do on Earth, right?
I'm afraid I disagree with that. I think that a lot of things that are being done to cattle, we cannot reproduce in the laboratory or in a clinical setting or I don't think we have some of this technology to do this. I can give you an example. For example, foxes have been found in Great Britain with a small hole in their head about the size of a dime, and the brain matter within the skull has been drawn out of the fox completely, so that when you do a necropsy, which is basically an autopsy on an animal, and you open the skull, you find that the brains, the brain matter is all gone. And I'm not sure, I wouldn't bet my life on it, but I'm not sure that we are capable of doing something like that. You know, that there could be some specialists who would challenge me, but I can't understand how we could possibly do that. And there are other ways, other things that that are being done. For example, drawing internal organs out of small portals, circular holes through the skin through which they puncture the body, and they take out internal organs. Sometimes they do it through the rectum, which is called anal coring. That's very, very bizarre too, because they draw out the colon and the intestines and sometimes the reproductive organs through these small holes. I don't know if we could do that. We may be able to do that, but I'm not sure. And there are other things that are just a little bit beyond our technology, especially when we first heard about it, which was in the 1960s when Linda Moltenhouse started to do research on mutilated animals. At that time, we didn't have portable lasers or any instrumentation that could be taken out in the field and used on animals that way.
At least we didn't have them in civilian use. I know that the military had some experimental lasers back then, but...
I don't think they were that small or portable.
The one that they had were like rifle size, and they required a big battery pack. You would have to be, if it was portable, you'd have to have something like that, or you'd have to have some sort of a mobile lab at the very least. So, I mean, if you're talking about they, whoever they are, if we're not just assuming some sort of predation, has to be using some sort of comparatively high technology.
Well, you're correct. We've really made a lot of progress in laser size and miniaturization of some of our instrumentation, but there are other factors around this which would kind of make it that difficult in the historical times, because, you know, these animals are found out in the field or out in a patch of snow or sometimes in the backyard, just yards away from a person's barn or home. There's never any sound to alert them that a mutilation is going on. And when the police investigate the site of the mutilation, they never can find any tracks, even in the snow, even in mud fields or in areas that are easy tracking. They never find any indication of a struggle in which the animal was running around and trying to avoid being captured, or they never find any kind of footprints or tire prints or, you know, like if you had a helicopter, you'd have to have helicopter skid marks or something like that, but they never find any kind of tracks. It's so, as if they were dropped out of the sky.
Right. So these are the small percentage of very unusual cases that we're talking about here. It's sort of like if I'm a bit out of my depth in terms of the mutilation side of things. I'm more a ufologist. But in ufology, we have, you know, so many cases that are fairly easily explained by something mundane. But then we have this residue of a very small number that are just too weird and defy explanation. So what sort of percentages are you looking at when we're talking about the kind of mutilations you just mentioned?
Well, you know, they're not all mutilated exactly in the same way. It varies somewhat. But let's just draw the circle a little tighter and we'll talk about bovine mutilations, which are basically cattle mutilations.
Okay.
So we'll focus it on that because that's representative of other types of mutilations. These mutilations are repeated not only here in the Southwest and in the West, or they're in Florida, they're in almost all the states. And they're also found in Europe, in Australia, South America, Brazil, Argentina. They're found in almost, well, there are a large range of countries that have good communication, so we know that they've happened. We sometimes can only pick them up through newspaper reports or radio reports, but these are happening not only here in the United States, where we do have quite a sophisticated technology, but in areas that have very little technology. In the outback of Australia, for example, or in the Argentine cattle fields, they don't seem to have as much access to high technology as we do. So I don't think that explanation of we have the technology to do that would hold. Whenever the police have investigated these sightings, they usually attribute them to predation or some bizarre explanation that wouldn't make any sense to a scientist. They don't really have a culprit. And in all the years of animal mutilation, which dates back to the recent ones date back to the 1960s, no one has ever been charged with the crime of animal mutilation. Nobody has ever been captured in the act. There's no record of cults being able, getting away with doing this, and they've been studied as well by the police and investigative authorities from the federal government. So to attribute them to our advanced technology or to some covert agency that has high technology is still a stretch in my view.
Again, we're talking about a small percent of the overall number of dead animals that are found on a ranch. Like, say, if you've got a couple thousand cases, how many of those would really be truly strange enough to exhibit these types of characteristics?
Maybe let's have the answer in our next segment with Richard and with Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Airport officials say the ground service agent who stole an empty plane from a Seattle airport had legitimate access to it before taking off and later crashing. The man, Richard Russell, apparently didn't have a pilot's license. Authorities say it's not clear how he got the skills to do loops in the aircraft before crashing about an hour after taking off and smashing into a small island in the Puget Sound. former National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosenker.
He did say he had spent a lot of time with video games. There are video games that deal with a simulation of this aircraft.
Gary Beck is CEO of Horizon Air.
His job is to be around airplanes. The airports have a non-secure side and a secure side. He's meant to be on the secure side. That's part of the fulfillment of his job responsibility.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Richard Bonenfant and J. Randall Murphy, and we're talking about cattle mutilations from a different point of view, I think, than what we've talked about with Chris O'Brien, because Chris emphasized his feeling that this was all due to conventional causes. But if so, who would be doing it? Cultists?
What? Well, you know, the conventional explanations are either animals are doing it or humans are doing it. And if animals are doing it, you have to basically count on predators, which are animals of prey that would prey on cattle, or scavengers, which would attack the remains of a sick or dead cow. And I don't think any sane pathologist would concede mutilations were done by scavengers or predators, even though they have veterinarians have recorded that. I don't have faith that those reports are accurate. I think if you want to actually try to get information from veterinary reports, you're more likely to get an accurate report by going to some other country. It would appear that there's some force or some effort being made to, I guess, calm down the strangeness of these mutilations in the public press.
I guess what I'm trying to get a feel for here is what percentage of all the cases where some animal is found lying dead in a field, or whatever the case may be, turns out to be something truly strange. Are you suggesting that most of them are, in fact, truly strange?
I would suggest that most of the ones that we think of as being mutilations are not only strange, they're unexplainable. And I know that I'm in a minority with this. I think, well, I don't know. I haven't taken any kind of study to see how many people would side with me, but I know that at least a couple of people would. For example, Ted Oliphant III has made some publications in which he also sees a relationship between animal mutilations and prion diseases. He differs with me in that he feels that it is the U.S. government that's doing it, and he does that primarily based on his experience examining the cows and the presence of black helicopters around sites where these cows were being mutilated. And then there's like Colm Kelleher, who wrote a book called Brain Trust, who also may side on the agency being a covert government agency. I'm probably the only one who's attributing them to UFOs, but that's in the context of, I guess, a more professional viewpoint. I think the public and the general public may accept the explanations that these are done by scavengers or cultists or something else, but I don't agree with that, and I would hold that if you take this to a veterinarian who's being unbiased, I would say he would say either I don't know what did it, it's unexplainable, or he would defer his judgment to the unknown because these things are really bizarre things.
Let's carry on then with this connection then between the prion disease and this a shadowy force, whatever it is that is performing the deed. So
yeah.
What have we got? What can we deduce? Or is there anything that we can sort of extrapolate from the evidence on this? What's your theory?
Well, you know, the evidence all points to the largest focus evidence indicates that these cattle are being mutilated to determine the extent of the spread of prion diseases in both the domestic and wild populations of mammals. So in other words, this is an epidemiological study at a very high level. And I don't disagree with Oliphant or Kelleher that the U.S. agencies, either the military or some private agency, is involved in these mutilations. I think there is a very good chance that they're doing that. But there's two different levels of technology here. One of them is trying to emulate the most weird type, and they're kind of like following through, maybe looking for the same thing, because prion diseases are something very, very scary and something that the press and the people responsible are very shy about talking about.
Basically, we're talking for lay people, we're talking about mad cow disease, essentially.
Yeah, well, mad cow disease is only one variant that causes these prion diseases. You know, there's the familial insomnia, which is caused by prion diseases. But there's a couple other diseases. About the one you're talking about is something called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, CJD. That's the one that's called mad cow disease. But mad cow disease is transferable. Those prions have mutated and crossed the species barrier. So that's what happened in England when they had the mad cow disease. Several years after they had eliminated all the cows, people came down in their 20s and 30s with Alzheimer's disease, well, what they considered Alzheimer's disease. But when they did further studies, they found that it was related to Alzheimer's disease, but it was affecting people who had eaten tainted beef from the cows that had been destroyed. They get into the food chain. And I think there was a push to by the meat industry to quiet things down and not cause a panic because it affected their trade.
The one that I was referring to is bovine spongiform encephalopathy.
Encephalopathy. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Right. So, right. And okay. That's the one that they say can transfer between cows and humans if you're eating the tainted meat.
No. Bovine spongiform encephalopathy caused mad cow disease. That's the the version that infects cows, but when it infects cows, it mutates. And sometimes the mutations jump species barriers. It's not easy to do that, but they break all the rules of epidemiology. That, you know, they don't have any genetic material. It's just a protein. And we don't know the function of the protein, but it mutates in different animals and it sometimes jumps through the species barrier. So bovine spongiform encephalitis caused Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which was a different prion disease. And there are probably over 100 different prion diseases. Different animals, they give them a different name. And in deer and elk, they call it chronic waste disease. In sheep, they call it scrapie. There's fatal autoimmune insomnia. It doesn't seem like it has something to do with prions, but that's a prion disease. And there's, you know, a mink transmissible encephalopathy. There's a large number of different versions of this out there. And what's so scary is that this disease, this prion disease, was usually confined to milk or very, very rarely in the human population, so that we didn't really understand what it was. We just grouped it with Alzheimer's disease. And as you know, the rate of Alzheimer's disease has increased dramatically over the past two decades. It's affecting a lot more people. Sometimes the Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is the version of mad cow disease in human beings, is mistaken for Alzheimer's disease. If you take an autopsy of the brains of people who have Alzheimer's disease and you try to find out how many have the version that affects human beings, you might find only a small portion. But those studies that have done that have only taken small numbers of population.
With Rick and with Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breast spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Randall and with Richard, I'm Gene Steinberg. Let's continue with a fascinating discussion about these various conditions and animal mutilations. Go ahead, please, Randall.
Yeah, well, we were just talking about the effect of these prions, which are, they're not, as Richard was saying, your normal protein cells in your body. They're made of amino acids, but they tend to wrap around the normal cells in your brain and nervous system and clamp them off and cause holes and cause a degenerative disease. So these are really, really tiny, tiny things at the molecular level. So is there any indication, Richard, where these things have come from to begin with?
No. Whatever it is, it's something that we innately have. But like cancer, sometimes there's a mutation, and that mutation is transferred by one means or another, either by ingestion or by air. But unlike other infectious diseases, we usually have a protection when we have different species. And sometimes the prions need to go through two or three different mutation stages before they can infect, for example, human beings. So in prions, the earliest known infections were with sheep, and they call that disease scrapie. Scrapie in sheep was basically Alzheimer's in sheep, but at an accelerated rate. Somehow, maybe through feeding ground up sheep to cows for protein, they get transferred to cows, and cows became infected with what we call mad cow disease, which is the cow version of Alzheimer's. But from that point there, as the disease spread to many, many cows, thousands and thousands of cows that had to be destroyed because they had this disease, there was a push not to make the general population, it started in England, to make them not panic. So a lot of people in the government and in the media ate hamburgers and encouraged people to keep eating meat. And as a result of that, maybe 3 or 4 years after the mad cow disease, people in their 20s started coming down with a new version, which is called Creutzfeldt-Jakob encephalopathy, and that disease is mad cow in people. So there were many cases, I don't know, maybe 28 or 30 documented cases of people having contracted mad cow disease through eating tainted meat products from cows. And that was the alarm for the epidemiologist. And they struggled very hard to eradicate the disease in cows and to assure the public that they had taken care of the problem. However, the problem wasn't taken care of. As a matter of fact, we didn't really understand enough about prions to know they're almost indestructible. You can take a prion and put it in an autoclave, which is like a microwave they use to clean medical instruments, and it won't kill the prions. And if you have body fluids that contain prions, like from deer or something, and they drop into the soil, they'll remain virulent for years, and they can infect anybody who eats grass from that soil or who somehow come in contact with that soil.
It seems to me that I recall some claims being made that the prions themselves can be destroyed using a high-volume hydrogen peroxide, and that there was hydrogen peroxide treatments that were taking place, and they were having some success with that. Did you recall any of that?
I'm not familiar with that. I'm sorry. I must have missed it. But
okay.
From what I understand from reading the medical literature, they're almost made of kryptonite, these proteins. The problem with the protein is that once you get infected with one of these prion proteins, they convert normal proteins into mutant variety. So it's almost like they create zombies by being in contact. So the normal protein comes in contact with a prion protein. They change into a prion protein. And it's like a deck of cards or like, you know, dominoes. They just go from one to the other until in a matter of years or months, they can destroy a person's memory or his coordination or his, it infects the people so severely that everybody who comes infected with a prion disease dies. It's fatal. It's just a matter of time. The difference between Alzheimer's and these prion-related diseases is that normally Alzheimer's, the incubation time may be years, maybe 10, 20 years, but with the prion-related diseases, they're more virulent, so they can become ill and die within a matter of months or years at the most.
There's no question it's dangerous, and it's scary stuff for anyone who, you know, values their workings of their own mind. So if this is being studied by some shadowy force, it sounds like it's something that could be weaponized. Or is it? What is the motivation behind it, then? I mean, is there any clue to that?
Well, I don't know if it's been intentionally done, but when the disease was first discovered, its name was Kuru, and it was a degenerative brain disease among a tribe called the Maori in Papua New Guinea. And there's several scientists, some from Australia and some from the United States, who went to study the disease. And when they were there, they sent samples. They tried to find out what in the diet was causing that, and they sent samples of blood, of brain tissue, and actually of whole brains to Bethesda, Maryland, where they were analyzed, and the infectious part was tested to see how virulent it was by being injected into into chimpanzees and other forms of zoo life that they had in a wildlife zoo somewhere in Maryland. And in that process, they may have infected many different species that got away from the compound and spread the disease. So we know that it's spread by ingestion, and we don't really know what other ways it can be spread, but it hasn't been studied enough to know. But we do know that since the 1950s or so, when we first were aware of the Kuru disease, it has crossed the species barrier into cows, and then from cows into people, into mink, into elk, into deer, and maybe into many other animals as well. And the reason that I connect alien intervention in this is because these mutilations really began in the 1960s, and they were so sophisticated that I don't think we had any instrumentation capable of carrying out those mutilations. It was very sophisticated. And I think that in the process of trying to find out what these mutilations were, that our government became aware of their purpose. And in trying to catch up and to emulate what perhaps the aliens have been doing, they are also involved in similar activities to and similar studies to try to carry out epidemiological studies to find out the extent that this is spreading, the speed and the extent and the range that this is spreading throughout the world.
Okay, so then we've got two factions here, you're saying. We've got we've got us with our scientists trying to figure out the problem. And
that's a hypothesis. I guess. Yeah.
I think that's pretty obvious. We do have groups of our own scientists, human scientists that are studying the problem in labs and trying to figure it out. I don't think there's any question about that. The question we have is this other sort of shadowy group, whether they're aliens or something else that seem to be involved with it. So, what do you think is happening here? Are our people going around and chasing after the particular cases, high strange cases, to see what the aliens are doing, or is it something separate?
You know what, folks? Let's do our break now, because this involves a long answer from Rick. So it's Gene, Rick, and Randall. Indeed, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.